Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Fourth State Drive Time. This is your host, Marty Duren, coming to you live from I-40. Happy Super Wednesday to you, March 2nd, 2016. The Fourth State Drive Time is brought to you by Jord, 100% Wood Watches, unique and unforgettable. You can find Jord at woodwatches.com, and I hope some of you will soon. Use the coupon code T4EPODCAST and save yourself 10%. Don't forget to follow my new Twitter account at T4EPODCAST. That will be the functioning account for the Fourth State Drive Time and the Fourth State Podcast. Well, things are shaking out a little bit and muddling up a little bit in the political race. Yesterday was Super Tuesday, and if you haven't seen the count yet, this is kind of how it went down. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton took Texas, Georgia, Virginia, Alabama, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Arkansas, while Bernie Sanders took Vermont, Colorado, Montana, and Oklahoma. I'm not sure if that's supposed to be Montana, but that's what, Minnesota, and Oklahoma. I've lost it on the two-letter initials. On the GOP side, Donald Trump took Georgia, Vermont, Virginia, Alabama, Massachusetts, Tennessee, and Arkansas. Ted Cruz took Tennessee and Oklahoma. And Marco Rubio took the Jesse Ventura state, Minnesota. So a little bit more spread out on the Republican side, but still dominated by Trump, who took more than twice as many states as Rubio and Cruz combined. Delegates yesterday on the Democratic side, Clinton took 453 to Sanders 284, giving Clinton a lead of 1,003 to 387. Now, remember, these delegates in the parties don't work exactly the same. They're distributed differently. There's a different number of them, so they're heading for a different goal in delegate count. It's not equal. I don't know how to explain it, but the numbers aren't the same. On the Republican side, Trump has 315 delegates, or maybe this was just yesterday. I can't even remember now. It's been so much information. Cruz 205, Rubio 106, and Kasich with 27. I do know this, that if you take the totals of the Republicans' delegates, then if you add up everybody except Trump, then Rubio, Cruz, Kasich, and Carson would have a few more than Trump has by himself. And by a few, I mean maybe 25 or so. But Cruz is in such a commanding second-place lead, still substantially behind Trump, that if you add up Rubio, Kasich, and Carson's delegates, they do not equal Cruz's delegates. So Trump and Cruz, as far as the delegate count goes, have begun to distance themselves somewhat from the field, though if all the other candidates and delegates lined up behind anyone but Cruz at this juncture, there would be enough to knock Trump out of the top spot in the delegate count, even though he'd still own the top spot in the state count. At some point, this all becomes winner-take-all, and I don't know when that is. Could be the next round of elections, I'm not sure, or primaries, I'm not sure. But that is where it is right now. Trump could still be unseated, but it's going to take a pretty concerted effort. My friend Phil Larson still thinks that we're looking at a brokered convention for the GOP. His odds on that are pretty low. So just be aware that that's a possibility. Yesterday evening, I wrote on Facebook my plea once again for the third presidential election in a row for people to vote third party. I'm going to lay out my argument for you. There are only two things that the Democratic Party and the Republican Party understand, and that's money and power. And as long as they can get money, as long as they can maintain power, they really don't care about much else. How much power do they have? They have so much power that a man who sat in the Senate as an independent for about 30 years, a Democratic socialist, but sat in the Senate as an independent, Bernie Sanders, when he decided to run for president, he chose to run as a Democrat because he knew that running as an independent would not be nearly as productive, and he wouldn't get nearly as many donations, and he wouldn't get nearly as much support. On the Republican side, in 2008 and 2012, Ron Paul was kind of the outsider equivalent of Bernie Sanders. And Ron Paul was a Republican, but he was very much a Libertarian. In fact, he had run as Libertarian presidential candidate way back in the 80s. And yet, when he wanted to run for president, he wouldn't run as an independent and he wouldn't run as a Libertarian. He stayed within the confines of the Republican Party. Rand Paul, who's very Libertarianish, also chose to stay within the Republican Party. These guys are, the Pauls are trying to kind of reform it from the inside. Bernie Sanders just took advantage of the fact that the Democrats would take him as a candidate. But it just goes to show the strength. The last third-party candidate to muster any serious charges, Ralph Nader. The last one before him was John Anderson, and then Ross Perot is in that mix. So the independent or third-party candidates who make a long-term stand in the presidential race are few and far between, and the reason they get slammed so badly in hindsight is because someone always sees them as siphoning off votes that would have helped the two major parties. And this is exactly what the two major parties want you to continue to think. And they want me to continue to think. And the reason is power. They know that they can maintain power if they can convince enough people, and it's not really hard, if they can convince enough people that voting for a third party or voting independent is, quote, throwing your vote away, unquote. Well, it's not throwing your vote away. Vote for the best candidate. I've said this many times, but men and women didn't bleed and die on fields of battle protecting the Constitution and our rights to vote so that we could always choose the lesser of two evils. There are often quality candidates running at every level, from city government to county to state to federal, but we're afraid to vote for them because it's, quote, throwing our vote away. So this is the year. The Republican Party is as fractured as any party has ever been. The Democratic Party was fractured a number of years ago. They finally started to coalesce around a kind of neoconservative foreign policy and liberal social policy. But the Republican Party has been pushed so far to the right by the Tea Party that it's very, very difficult for them to pick up anybody in the center. And Trump, I don't know how in the world he would be able to do that, because I've seen an enormous amount of people. In fact, the hashtag dump Trump is probably one of the most consistent ones I've seen over the last week. And the Republican Party is in a very precarious situation that it could splinter and potentially implode to the fact that it's no longer even a player. You remember, the Republican Party only came about with the presidency of Abraham Lincoln. And when Lincoln was elected president, the Republicans came to power. The Whig Party, W-H-I-G, the Whig Party, essentially fell away and became just a historical artifact in American life. So this is the year to vote third party. Say, well, what does voting third party mean? Well, I'm not suggesting that people vote to win. That's not what I'm suggesting. I'm not saying that the goal is to support all the Green Party candidates or all the Libertarian candidates or all the Reform Party candidates. And there's dozens of minor parties that have fielded candidates and others that have yet to field a candidate that are working toward that end. But there are many, many minor parties. I'm just saying that when you go vote, either vote for an independent candidate or vote for a third party candidate. And don't worry about who wins. We're almost at a point that no matter who wins, it's a loss for the country. So don't choose between the lesser of two evils. Vote strategically to stop two-party dominance. That's what I'm going to do. I may vote in Pedro. I may write in Pedro. I haven't decided yet. But most likely, I'm going to vote for an actual candidate who is in an actual party that is representative. The Constitution Party is another party that a lot of people don't know is out there, but they're on the ballot usually in all 50 states, Constitution in green. And so take that into consideration as you are contemplating the results of Super Tuesday, that there are options. And the way that we perpetuate this failing and fraudulent two-party system is by continuing to believe the lie that there are no other real options and the Democrats and the Republicans are the only real options. That's only true if you can't see the bigger picture. And the bigger picture is we don't need a two-party system. We need multiple options. So buck the trend. Share this thing. Formulate your own thoughts and encourage people not to vote for a Democrat or a Republican, no matter who's running, no matter who gets the nomination, and pull back and vote third party and send a message to the Democrats and the Republicans. If only 5%, 8%, 10% of all voters, if 1 out of 10 voters would vote third party this election, I promise you it would get some attention in the two major parties and put some fear and trembling in them. Excuse me. Well, thanks for listening. This is Marty Duren with the Fourth Estate Drive Time. I appreciate all the encouraging words on Twitter and Facebook. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for telling people. I appreciate everyone who listens, both in the United States and a lot of different countries around the world. I heard from a friend in Budapest yesterday about how people in Hungary are viewing the American elections, and they're rather confused, as you might say, because there are a lot of us that kind of feel the same way. So if you're outside of the United States and you are listening, big shout out and appreciation to you. Thanks for all my friends in the States who are listening. Please don't forget to rate and review. In fact, if you are listening to this on your mobile device, you should be able to just tap the icon and switch over and leave a rating or leave a quick review. And it doesn't have to. I think there are 4 or 5 reviews right now, and it doesn't have to be anything lengthy. I'm not looking for war and peace. Just a couple of sentences of encouraging others and talking about whether it's you like the information or you like that it's short or you like that it's funny or you like that it's different or you just like a guy who's driving in his truck every morning talking into a phone. Just say something so that it'll pick up a little bit better in iTunes news and politics searches for podcasts. Happy Wednesday to you. Hump day. I hope you have a fantastic day. And until the next time, this is Marty Duren. Don't forget to support woodwatches.com and use the coupon code T4EPodcast to save yourself 10%. Hope you have a fantastic day. And until next time.